Who's that? Who made that noise? Was that you?
Come out my gulp, he went,
just as I hit record, let's start that again.
No, leave it.
No, all right, fine.
Wee!
Wee-hey! Wee-hey!
As green beef...
shit, I'm fucking boot me,
you
can't.
Sorry, I've still got my work boots on.
John's here! Oh.
John's here as well!
Yeah. Yay!
Yes.
Hello!
Special being the operative word.
I'm about to take my work boots off after a
day. So it's going to smell like a goat then?
Hey.
Yeah. More than likely.
It looks like a goat, it smells like a goat.
I have had a hard day stealing a living, mind.
Lorry driving, is he?
Barely a living. That's living all right. I have two Friday afternoon songs. You know one of them.
Yeah.
Eastbound.
Eastbound down.
It's funny enough a lorry song.
Yeah.
Loaded up and trucking. And the other one is That's Living All Right by Joe Fagan. You know it, Bulge. You know it. The theme to Alvida's Ain't Pet. Working on the site from morning till night. That's living all right. That's living. Tough
right,
crowd.
Well, I'm off.
Anyway, nice having you here, John boy. Well, welcome back. Oh, I've adjusted. There we go. Welcome back.
Yeah, it's going to be short-lived. I'll tell you that for nothing.
Well, you're here now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. I tell you what, that's why they pay their money.
Yeah.
Because it fucking certainly ain't for me and him.
New. Okay? Have you heard the last two?
I haven't, actually. I did start listening to the first Patreon.
The first?
That was actually all right.
Yeah, that was fine.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a bit, time to pay the bill, wasn't it?
It was a bit, time to pay the bill. Yeah.
The second one, I mean, I listened back to it, the pair of them. They weren't
as childish as it felt. No.
It was a bit... We need an adult now.
Yeah.
I was very much... I Benny lined up in case you couldn't make it tonight, because I thought, we can't have another week of just me and him assing around.
Well, it would have just been the same, but with Benny sitting there silently.
It would have been.
Do you mean...
Cooked up.
Cooked up. Let's check the list.
And check it twice.
Rev limiter from cold.
Rim-bim. Says you. At least you've got a rev limiter.
It's got a rev limiter now.
Yeah, 18 remaps or something.
Okay, if you like.
If you want, mate.
Yeah. If you're paying.
Do you know what a black card is?
A black card?
Yeah.
Well, it's what rich people have.
Yeah. Or celebrities.
Celebs, yeah.
Do you know what a black card is?
What, the old Coots one?
Nope.
No?
That sounded almost racist.
Only in your brain.
It sounded like...
What does anyway, it sound like? No,
I don't know. I'm not racist.
Are you not? Are you not? Okay.
Me. I've never heard him before.
Let's not lie.
We're all fucking racist.
Hell yeah.
Right. The world's making me racist. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like... It's almost...
If I need to get it out, I just write it down.
It's almost amusing at the moment, isn't it? How much... anti-Semitism there is.
Yeah.
Like, it is rife. Absolutely fucking... This is one of the reasons that I'm amazed that you haven't got Instagram. Because it's just full of people like you.
No, he's the anti-Semite. Pointing at
bigots.
The aisle.
Bigots.
Big guts.
Yeah, there's many races. My favourite thing at the minute, and I keep sending it to you, is...
Oh, yeah?
A man who dresses up like the Joker from Batman.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Who
yeah.
does these... Omega, it's called, which is basically the old school chat rooms. Remember right. Chat Roulette? Please tell me you remember Chat Roulette. Do you remember Chat Roulette, John?
It was just...
The knob fest, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, basically just full of people masturbating.
You did randomly yeah. paired with somebody, and you had to have your webcam.
Suddenly
on.
Dick.
And it was just penis.
Yeah.
Next,
yeah.
penis, next, penis, next. I mean, I very rarely went on that site. I didn't like it. It was not to my taste
cock
at
roulette.
All. Nim.
You put the wrong fucking web page in, didn't you? You got cock roulette instead of chat roulette.
That's exactly what I wanted.
Yeah.
Oh, what's
the
chat roulette?
The wrong one.
Delete.
Oh, I thought it was cocks everywhere.
I thought it was talking to people. That's what's the dicks.
Where's the penises? For God's sake. Anyway, so this guy dresses up as the Joker.
Yeah.
And I don't really know how I can explain this.
Well, he just uses the N-word as soon as
he sees...
Someone
of that persuasion.
You know
yeah.
how I like
some
repetition.
Men. No, they weren't
it's
those.
It's a throwback.
They weren't those. They were
yes, men.
Engineers.
Yeah. They were from Bradistan, weren't they?
Well, Birminghamistan, yeah. I think, is the technical term.
But you know how I like repetition?
No. No.
No?
No. No. Bill?
I don't know if I can even play this on air, can I? He doesn't say it properly. No, it's not that one. Anyway, get on Instagram. Get on the Reels, because they're racist and fantastic.
Right, okay.
Basically that.
That is
okay.
It.
Yeah. There is an awful lot of bigotry and anti-Semitism at the moment. Rife.
The problem is, there's only so many times I can be told that all of the UK's problems are down to the so-called far right.
Get on Instagram.
Before you go...
Fix yourself.
I mean, it's not though, is it?
Well, no.
Fair enough, some people putting flags on lampposts, it might be a bit silly, but it's hardly like going and burning people's houses, is it, or anything like that.
Or mosques, which,
but
is,
then this,
or
is, mosques, this is
which
I,
is probably more
this is
like
what
it.
I don't understand, is that there was obviously this whole thing of people painting the fucking roundabouts, and...
That started again after St. George's Day the other day.
All of that stuff. And there was... All of these people that were so offended and etc., and then, like, a week later, it definitely wasn't just some people. It was councilmen or... I don't know. But there was, like, 40 Union Jack flags put up in Wellington.
Yeah.
Across that...
Oh, really?
Going down from Chelston to
Lidl's
on every fucking lamppost. And I was like, well... And by the way, they put two of them on upside down.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Nothing annoys me more.
No. No, I was like, how? You've done 40. And...
You fucked them two up.
If they got two right and the rest wrong, you go, whatever.
Fucking idiots.
Yeah.
But I was like, well, I mean, this is all very official. They're at the top of a lamppost.
Yeah.
Like, it's not you.
I don't think it
in
is
your
official,
lorry,
is it?
Hanging it out.
No.
Hanging
what out?
Baron. Lorry ain't long enough. I don't think it is official, though, is it? I don't know. I just assumed it wasn't.
I mean, unless it was just these people that...
Really long ladders.
No, because they were on a proper cherry picker.
Oh, really?
But, like, I mean, you see those funny videos and such, don't you? People that just walk into places with, like, a ladder and a high vis on.
Yeah.
And no one asks a fucking question.
Yeah, nobody says a word.
They just look like they're there to do a job. Hello, mate. Yeah, just here to change your... Yeah, no problem, pal. Yeah.
No,
and they go.
I was busy at the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday.
Burp.
No, no, no. That was Sunday.
She was using his face
when you
like
were with
a
Benny.
Saddle.
Yes.
Benny was using his face like a saddle.
Fucking saddle. No.
His nose was a taint tickling device.
It's kind of related, but I was doing my community service on Saturday. And a woman walked in. I'm doing it in a charity shop, and it's very pleasant.
You're doing
nice.
It in a charity shop?
Morning.
Wow.
And it's a new low.
in the stock
donated
room.
Something. Baron.
In the stock room over all the
go on.
The donated clothing.
Some donuts and clothing.
Yeah, you know the glaze on the Krispy Kreme donuts? Naughty. Don't go in Krispy Kreme shop in Exeter.
So, Exeter.
Exeter.
And whilst I was there, a lady walked in with a clipboard on her arm and was kind of looking around. And I went, there's a lady there with a clipboard. Lady clipboard. Lady there.
I used to be a security officer. Should I go and tackle her?
Security officer? Oh, she's a good old-fashioned doorman, mate.
Oh, bruv.
And then she turned around. We both like watching. And she just walked out. But she had a clipboard on her arm, like she was looking at it and using it.
Is Exeter, she probably was a smackhead.
One did come in mind.
Yeah.
A proper one. Who had this
slithered in.
And just, oh yeah.
Oh, mate.
Because he's obviously on his ass.
Did you smell him before you, did you smell big?
I'll tell you what he done, right?
He did a jobby on the carpet.
And he asked a question, can't remember what it was. And I thought, oh, well, he's homeless. You know what I mean? Because I thought he was a black fella. He was genuinely so dirty. Honestly. Because he had white legs.
Yeah.
This is vitiligo or something, I don't know. But he had white legs. And I thought,
Michael, is that you?
Yeah, and I thought, no, that's just a dirty face. And he walked in, and I kind of kept not half an eye on him, because I didn't really care, but I kind of thought, what's he up to? And he walked up to the sort of DVD entertainment, you know, DVDs and CDs.
Yeah.
Worth
for all the
nothing.
Electronics that you've got.
Yeah. And he looked up, and there was a violin at the top. Picked up this violin, looked at it, looked across, saw another violin, put the violin back, went across, picked up the second violin, stared at it, put it back.
That's worth $3,000.
Went up to the first one, picked it up, and just sniffed it for about a minute and a half. Genuinely.
And you went, I don't think that's how you play that, sir.
He didn't try and play it with his tongue, did he?
And then put it back and left.
Wow.
Getting dueling. Yeah, and I was
Exeter.
Like,
say it all.
Fuck. Okay, that was a new one.
Weird.
Yeah, that's different.
Weird.
Is it on Sidwell Street, your charity shop?
No, Cowick.
Oh. Yeah.
That's the one down towards...
St. Thomas, isn't
it?
Yeah.
Off X Bridges.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yep. There.
X Bridges.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's boring.
Shit-hole.
Yeah, it is a shit-hole.
Yeah.
Reeks of Taunton. Anywho. Yeah, I'm up to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it says extra on the signpost. So,
odd.
Yeah,
weird.
You know,
Devon.
Devon, yeah, it says it all.
Capital of, apparently.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, work that out.
Can't be Plymouth. That's too close to Cornwall.
Yeah, isn't it odd that half of a bit of Cornwall has a PL postcode? It's like, well, surely...
That's quite a large chunk of Cornwall has a PL postcode.
Yeah. You're a different county. Go get your own fucking postcode. Yeah. You want your own language and flag.
Yeah.
And you want to put condiments on weird onto fucking scones. Go away. Keep your own postcode. Is it a condiment? It's not really, is it?
Preserve.
Preserve, yeah.
Preserve. I meant the cream.
Well, that's just a dairy product, friend.
With a thin crust on it.
I mean, what else is it?
I don't know, it's the way you
fucking
said it.
Cream.
Dairy product.
Dairy product. Dairy product.
So, yeah, that's what I've been up to.
Nice.
I'm paying back to the community.
Yeah.
Or something.
After sexually assaulting some men in
Bridgewater. No, I didn't get caught for that.
Shouldn't you be doing that in Brit?
That was NFA, do you know that?
Shouldn't you be doing your
go on.
Community service in Bilge if you're paying
I
back
think it's
community.
Too far gone.
Yeah, I suppose it's even sending a man from Devon to Bridgewater to go and do community. No, no.
Well, there was that bomb that went off in Bridgewater, wasn't there? Then
was
a million pounds worth of improvements. I'm here all night because I live here. Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's because of my home address.
Yeah, maybe.
Which is odd, isn't it, really? You commit a crime in one county, you have to go make another one better.
Well, county lines.
That is it. Dictionary
now definition. He's got to associate with the end user.
With the what?
End user.
The N what? The N word user. What?
Well,
this episode. Sure, my spine pay. We'll say it.
Then, no, you say it.
When you really wanted to say it that one time.
I think I did, didn't I?
I think you did, yeah.
Did I beep it?
I don't know, because we were talking about Blazing Saddles, weren't we?
That scene is never not
no,
funny to me.
No,
no,
never. I can
literally.
Watch it 10 times in a row and I'll laugh every time. And then I forget about it for a month and I'll watch it and laugh my ass off again.
What's the quote? How's it go?
I can't remember, actually.
Something to do with Laurel and Hardy, isn't it?
That's a fantastic joke, I think. A Laurel and Hardy handshake.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Laurel and Hardy.
What were they handshaking?
Their new sheriff is arriving. Go on.
Tell me I'm wrong.
What's the new sheriff's name?
I can't remember. I don't think it mattered. Some might say.
Wasn't so Nigel,
they
was it?
They were numbered back then, weren't they?
Fucking hell.
What was that? Anyway.
Are you giving that word, Reggie?
Do you want to say it just because you haven't been on here for a while? I'll
no, I'm all right, sir.
You sure?
Yeah.
See that interview with that black fella? The one from Gone in 60 Seconds. Do you know the guy I mean?
The Tourette's bloke.
That's the one. The Tourette's bloke called him a...
Delroy...
That's him.
Lindy, or whatever his name was. Well, yeah. Done.
Genuinely impressive.
Oh, right.
Because an interviewer says... I can't remember how what the question was. Have you seen the interview?
No. With the vampire? No.
I think he says... He says something like, you know, well, you know, you guys can say it and we can't. So say it. I think it's a sketch, I'll be honest with you. Or skit, whatever they call it these days. And he's like... No, I don't want to say it. He's like, go on, say it. I clearly want to say it. We'll say it. We'll say it together. And he's like, no, I don't want it. Anywho. Is that racism section dealt with, do you think?
I don't know. You're still here, so who knows?
You're still here. There's actual recorded evidence on the internet. Is there? Yeah, there is.
Just a convenient beat.
Yeah, convenient for you. Right. Kept you out of prison.
Yeah, okay.
Or something.
Or something.
Probably.
thereabouts or something. Yeah. Right, do we know what a black card is? And it's not a, you know...
It's something they pull
it's
out.
It's not a V5 for a person.
Well, I thought what...
Doesn't prove ownership, famously, so...
Jesus fucking Christ.
Just a registered keeper.
You're responsible.
Have you taxed your...
Number 3714.
Can't tax it without a valid MSC.
He's uninsured as well, so he's being impounded. What again?
You have to insure him to get him out of the compound.
Oh no.
Oh Christ. Anyway, let's stop talking about cars on the Patreon. See what I did?
No,
I saved
to be fair,
it.
I thought Bulge was correct with a black card. I thought it was linked to a specific bank.
That only rich people have.
I think famously it is, yeah. You can have with, you know, yeah, gold card, black cards, all the rest of it. And black, funny enough, is top of the tower. But a black card, do you know what a black card is? It isn't bank related?
Nope.
Nando's famously black card. Have you heard of one of them?
Yeah.
Nope.
Really?
Yeah, because why would
you know? That loyalty card.
Was it? It wasn't Calvin Harris. No, it was an example, wasn't it?
Example had one, the Sheeran had one, I think.
Yeah.
Basically.
Oh, free Nando's.
Yeah.
You know, for the wealthy people.
Mm.
I tell you what, I find this so odd.
All the wealthy YouTubers get free shit. So
it's what I said. It's what I said when that fucking twat David Cameron came down here and went poncing around in Forbes.
Yeah.
And they sent him home with like a fucking great wheel of cheese. And yeah. All the rest, so all FOC. Like, what the fuck?
Make old pig fucker buy it.
Fuck's sake. He's getting a gold-plated pension.
Yeah.
And you know he's been taking the piss on his expenses for as long as he's been an MPer.
Did you know this about MPers, or actually prime ministers?
Go on.
That you can draw your gold-plated pension the minute you're no longer a prime minister.
Really?
And that is lifetime.
You know, Liz trusted the job just long enough to get a gold-plated pension, and that was that. It's like 21 days, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think she only needs to be in power for like 18 days to get a gold-plated pension.
You got 21 days to go. Got a gold-plated pension and some other things. I'm gonna
still
fuck up my
didn't last as long as a lettuce.
Yeah, so, black card basically gives you free thing for whatever that is.
And a black flag gives you something else.
Yes. If you could have a black card for anywhere, where would it be? Let's just stick with food for the first one.
Oh, I was going to say
petrol stations.
Nat West Bank. Just give me all your money.
I thought of a petrol station would probably be a good one.
Yeah, that's not a bad shout.
You just give it all to your mates.
Yeah.
I mean, surely you'd just go, you would just get one for BMW.
Oh, lordy.
Just go and buy all of the BMWs.
Or Tom Hartley. Is it Hartley? Is that what he's called?
Oh, the posh.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I sold that Veyron, and that Veyron, and that Veyron, and that Veyron, and that Veyron. Yes, I know that car extensively. Yes, that Veyron.
That's the
best. Oh, scumbag owned that one. I bought it off him as well.
I know that car extensively. Do you, though?
No.
You don't, do you?
You ragged it down the A47 once, and that's about it.
So you sold a car twice. Doesn't mean you know it extensively.
No.
So, we'll stick with food.
I know nobody keeps it. So, sticking with food. Oof.
Mother and Carter's got to be up there, isn't it?
Probably.
It is a shout, then. Because part of me thinks McDonald's. It's not very expensive, but you think how convenient it is. It is these days.
It is everywhere.
But you think about how convenient it is.
It's also not really food.
How often do you go to Miller and Carter?
Well, it's bloody expensive.
I've been once. I think it is that expensive.
It's not silly, silly, but it's expensive enough you don't want to do it every week.
But I think that's kind of the whole point, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a bit of a treat.
Yeah.
I've never actually been.
I got the £60
job. Of course you did.
not in weight, but for the
sharing platter.
No.
Sharing
no,
for
it's
me.
Like a sizzler with a fucking
gay bar.
Banging ribeye.
Ooh.
And it was fucking oof.
I know this is a bit nuts. Pete talk, and we're going off the subject here. What's your favourite cut of steak?
I like a ribeye.
I'm a ribeye. I love my leg a ribeye.
Yeah, ribeye is good for flavour.
Yeah.
How do you have it cooked?
Well, it's dependent on
what it is,
what sort of steak it is. But if it's ribeye, then I would go medium rare.
Yeah, I'd go medium, I think.
Yeah,
I'm medium rare.
I like rare, but
the older I get, the rarer I like it. Now
I would have a fillet rare.
Yeah, you got to really.
Yeah.
Good vet will get that back to life. Bip, bip, bip. Can still mooing. Bip, 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 bip.
I can wipe his ass and put it on a plate. That'll do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like steak.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I like a nice steak. And I tell you, not that long ago, me and Penny picked up the Kin Sainsbury's The Best or what.
Oh, yeah.
They're not bad, actually.
And in those were the rump steaks, and it's like the meal deal, you know, where you get steak, side, chips, dessert, and a bottle of plonk, whatever.
It was ridiculously good value, aren't they?
I think so.
Every
time
I see stuff, I think that's
madness. And I'll tell you what, I cooked these steaks, and I cooked them absolutely perfectly. And they were fucking incredible.
Supermarket run of the mill steaks, they are pretty good.
Supermarket rump steaks.
Yeah,
they were like butter.
Yeah.
Just melting.
Do you thermometer job it or do you?
That's for pussies.
Use this.
Was that after the mill?
That's if you cooked it right.
This here.
Yeah.
What that feels like? Rare.
I'll be honest with you, I already know this, and this means nothing to the listeners either because I can't see what you're doing.
Okay. Well, it's
he's fisting his steak.
He's fisting the pony at the minute. Nope, not fisting it. Feeding it.
Fingering it.
Bambin.
Thumb in it.
Yeah, the thumb in it.
Yeah.
Different. Do you know that?
Nope.
Well, show him then.
I just use the thermometer.
If it feels like that.
Okay. That's well, the fleshy bit there, yeah.
Yeah, so this, whatever that feels like.
Yeah.
With that finger is rare.
Okay.
That. Medium rare.
Okay.
That one, medium. And that, well done.
Okay.
And if
isn't
it feels,
mad?
If it
I know
feels
it's not
same,
a scientific thing, but like the movement of your thumb.
Yeah.
Just is enough to like, firm
and
up
it,
the
and
muscle.
It is, it's genuinely
accurate, is it?
Pretty, okay. Yeah. So I always cook.
That's more of a two in the pink, one in the stink job, that is, isn't it?
I'll be honest, that's one in the pink and two in the stink, if I'm honest.
That's adventurous. Christ.
I always...
That's why he bought steak.
I always cook mine like this, and Penny's gets the shocker.
Oh, I wish this was being videoed, I really do. For the audio listeners...
You say Penny's gets the shocker? Yeah.
The steak as well.
That's what they call the shocker.
Oh dear.
Oh, if that meant nothing, post in the Discord. And we'll get John to
do a video demo.
Show you how to do the shocker on your missus. For your missus. With your missus? Who knows?
On yourself, who knows?
To your missus, I think, surely. Yeah.
Probably a two, yeah.
Well, where the McKelly do we go from here now?
we never even decided where we were going to get unlimited free food from.
Well, I got two between two.
Yeah.
Five Guys for Niall.
I'm not a massive fan of...
Because he likes gay. Five Guys.
Oh. That's Tuesdays. oh, fuck, what day is it? Shit, I'm late.
That's what she said.
Or are you?
Let's wait for three more guys to arrive. They're late. McDonald's, just for convenience.
Yeah.
Do you know? And they're everywhere.
Yeah.
Burger King, because you need a fucking mortgage to buy it these days.
That's a shout. That, or Domino's. McDonald's or Domino's.
Mm.
Yeah.
What's your favourite pizza joint? Try to go national if you can for the listeners. Because I love a Pizza Hut, but they've fallen off a little bit, haven't they?
Yeah.
And the problem is, because they've fallen off, the quality's struggling.
Yeah.
And they're not churning pizzas out, so it's a bit like, oh, here's one. Here's one we made earlier. Yeah. One car. Do you know what I mean?
They need your dust blower thing to fucking get the dust off them.
I need my turbo fan.
I always preferred Pizza Hut. Because
you can say Express then.
Oh no.
Because, you to leave.
Because they always, if you had a stuffed crust, it wasn't that whatever it is Domino's pretend their stuffed crust is, which is basically garlic and herb dip.
Yeah,
it's bullshit, isn't that?
I'm like, no, that should be a continuous log of mozzarella.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's how it used to be. Yeah. Even in Domino's is how it used to be.
Oh really?
Like 10 years ago probably, yeah.
Lordy.
But
I miss proper Pizza Hut.
And you remember the dough balls one, that the crust that they used to... Oh.
Remember the hot dog one they done for a bit? Was that Domino's? Yeah, yeah. They went a bit wild, didn't they?
Yeah.
Pizza chain would probably...
I mean, you'd be better off having one at Charcoal Grill, wouldn't you?
Their pizzas are good. Their stuffed crust is litter.
Oh, yeah.
Generally tastes fucking horrible.
Yeah.
I think if national chain,
I reckon you're going to say Papa John's, aren't you?
I'm torn.
I haven't really had many Papa John's. Apart from Papa John.
They're okay, but the other problem is Domino's.
I was going to go into 8 Mile.
The Domino's dump.
The Papa Doc, fuck him up.
The Domino's dump the next day is always a bit. Jesus.
Does Mr. Pizza Palace in Wellington count as a national chain?
You know what? I bet I could still go in there and he'd go, the boss.
Yeah, definitely.
He recognised me still. I haven't been in there consistently for about 10 years.
It's very hard to remember your pizza order.
Yeah, no, a 9-inch pepperoni.
A 9-inch pepperoni. Por favor.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not hard, is it?
Does he keep putting that toy in with it because he thinks it's for your son?
No.
Basically, the joke there is, because I'm such a fat bastard, I take the piss out of Bulge for only ordering a 9-inch pizza.
When he wants a 24.
Nah, 14's fair.
Well, you said it.
Morning. I meant size of pizza, not anything else.
With that attitude, I'm surprised you're allowed to live this close to a school.
Luckily, you don't edit this podcast, because you could have put in a game after the word fair then. Let's move on. So, black card, where? You can have one of two, because I had one of two.
I'd probably go ASK, to be honest.
Ask Italian.
Ask Italian.
I like an ASK, yeah.
I don't think I've ever been to it. Have I? I've been to a Bella and a Prezzo's.
Yeah, Prezzo's is okay.
I prefer a Prezzo to a Bella.
Yeah.
BK. I think.
BK.
What a day.
I love you, BK.
I love Prezzo's. Yeah, but Prezzo's. Yeah, but Bella Italian, Bella Italian. Bella Italian, Prezzo's. BK.
Oh, what a day.
Yeah, you've already done it. I love you, BK.
Anyway.
Whoa.
Yeah, if we're talking national sort of chains, I would probably go ASK for a black card. Or
they do takeaway.
Oh, I'll tell you where I would go, which is not national.
Here we go.
I don't know. Have you? You might not have even been there yet.
Bear Grylls.
Skewer House.
I've not been Skewer House.
Oh, no.
Man alive.
Do really?
100%. Take Sophie.
The three of us should...
Oh.
Well, not... No, that sounds weird now.
Well...
should have a go.
But, yeah.
I've never been.
Oh, mate.
Double pitches. Shocker.
Burp.
Honestly. Honestly... Next level food. Is that the one
on the same road as Burr Grills?
Yeah.
Can I be honest? I worry that the portions aren't big enough.
Oh, they're plenty.
Oh, really?
Honestly.
The pictures just never look...
Hello, balls.
Yeah, but if all you're looking at is the one skewer...
Yeah.
And you're not looking at all of the stuff that comes with it, which is all next level.
Really?
Oh, mate, it's fucking banging. And the cheesecake...
Oh! Lordy.
Both cheesy and cakey.
It's all
hot damn.
Fucking homemade. And they're like bloody 3 inches tall.
Cool.
Oh, there you go.
Diabetes inducing.
Yeah.
Fucking right. Worth it. It's Beatus.
Yeah, Skewer House is fucking banging, mate. Okay. And they do a whole chorizo ring.
Chorizo.
Which it comes out on fire, basically.
Fireball.
Yeah, and they just set fire to it on the table, and it just cooks in all of this alcohol.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I had my hair cut on Friday. And because it was quite warm, they obviously had the doors and windows open. And I walked past, I was like, oh, man, that is good. Yeah. Yeah, honestly, mate, fucking lovely.
Oh, lordy.
Yeah, and, like, Penny and I went, and it's supposed to be, if you had this on your own, it would be way more than enough food, genuinely. And this was like a sharing thing, mm-hmm. but it didn't have to be. You know, the waitresses and whatever were like, yeah, you can either share it, have the whole thing yourself, do whatever you want.
Okay.
But you got two skewers and then four sides, I think. And then desserts and whatever as well. And the chorizo ring all included. And honestly, it was fucking lovely. We had a peri-peri chicken one and one of the skewers. And then we had the king prawn something or other. But, it was fucking... You don't like prawns?
No.
You watch District 9 too much. Put him off prawns.
God, I haven't seen that in fucking years.
Fucking hell of a film, mind.
Yeah.
Fucking prawns.
I watched a good film the other day, which I've seen before, and it just blows my mind every time I watch it. Nope, not that. Dark Waters?
Dark Waters? No, I can't say I've heard of that.
Oh, lordy. It's almost a patron thing in itself. I don't really know how we could discuss it, but if I start to describe it, you probably go, oh, yeah, I've heard of that or something. It's got Mark Ruffalo in it.
The Ruff.
Oh, am I pausing?
Maybe.
Oh, fuck. What's that button do? Dark Waters.
Soz.
So, basically, it's got the Ruff in it.
Oh, yeah.
The Ruffalo.
The Hulk.
And he is, yeah, weird that. He doesn't look like he should play the Hulk.
No.
He is a lawyer for chemical companies. He defends chemical companies. And someone from West Virginia basically gets in contact with him because they know his nan or something or other and say, the DuPont factory in my town is...
Poisoning everyone.
Turning the frog gay. And he was like, well, I defend them. I don't go after them. And it's a whole legal thing. I won't get into that. But basically, DuPont were knowingly poisoning everyone.
Yeah.
With Teflon, essentially.
All right.
Have you heard any of this?
Non-stick pans, isn't it?
It's everything. It's Teflon awesome. Was used, obviously, non-stick pans, but also used on things like waterproof clothing.
Yep.
A lot of baby clothes to stop it getting, like, stained. Carpets.
Yeah.
I mean, you name it. Like, car seat upholstery, bus, everything. This thing was in everything. And there was a chemical in Teflon... that is known as, and there is loads of these, called forever chemicals.
Yeah.
You cannot destroy it. You can't burn it. You can't do anything. And if it's in your body and you're then put into the ground...
It's there.
All of you disintegrates into nothingness, worm food, and this thing is still alive, essentially.
Yeah.
Into the ground. And they knew this because it was all unregulated. Because up to a certain point, it was self-regulated.
It's never a good
And then
idea.
When they decided, oh, we're going to regulate things, they'd say, here... John, do John. What's this here? Oh, yeah, that's fine. Okay, cool, thank you. Fine. Because do John said so. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And I just watch it and it blows my mind. And then I started doing research into it and blah, 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 blah. So if you get the chance, just a quick film recommendation.
Yeah.
Deep Waters with Mark Ruffalo in it.
Deep Waters or Dark Waters?
Dark Waters still. Okay. I don't know why I keep saying deep because I think it was a different film. On television
oh,
next.
Yeah. No, Deep Water is
it. It actually was a different
film.
What is it?
I can oil picture rig, the cover. It,
I think it was,
rising.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
I can picture
yeah.
the cover, but not the film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anywho. So, black cards. Have we done that bit?
I guess so. I mean, we only did the yours? Food joint bit.
BK, wasn't it for yeah. you?
Burger King.
The King is good. I do like the
it's break. Just it's bloody expensive, so you benefit most from having your black card. But
I mean, could you just have a black card for Amazon?
That'd be helpful.
That would be really helpful.
They do fucking everything.
Or eBay, yeah. Just
anything.
Just a PayPal black card.
Yeah.
Need some more Mickey Mouse pedals? Amazon. Black card.
Get it on the black card. Well, that's us at 35.
Beauty.
Hot damn.
Booty. And I have something else on the list, but I think I might save that for the next one. Oh, we could do it quickly, because it's not that interesting. It's food-related again.
Just like none of this has been, but there we go.
Hey, Baron, why break the habit of a lifetime?
Yes.
Fuck it, I'll ask a question if you don't answer it. If you were to go and come dine with me, what would you cook?
Burger King.
For free, get whatever you want, though. It's on the black card.
I would probably do
chicken goujons to start.
I was going to say halloumi fries.
Oh, nice. What, homemade?
Yeah. Well, obviously, I haven't got a goat or anything.
How long are they coming around for? Because I'm still waiting for the goat to kick into action.
I've goat, said this goat, I'm lactating for a week. I'm in the shit.
Yeah, bought a male one, mate.
Oh!
Christ.
It's a sheep, you fucking idiot.
That's Niall.
That's Niall's feet. I've said this before on the pod, but for years, and I mean far too long, if a pub/restaurant sold homemade food, I genuinely thought it was cooked at somebody's house and then brought in.
Brought to the pub.
Yeah.
So I remember thinking, why would you shout about that? Oh, we've got this food from somewhere else.
It from might someone's home.
Yeah,
hopefully. Someone's nan cooked. And I remember thinking,
yeah, exactly. I picture somebody's
fucking
nan
sneaking going into people's houses that have got slow cookers on the go. Fucking 20 minutes, boy. We're in there.
Just taking people's leftovers. But I just thought, why would you? I mean, surely it's not going to be that hot either.
Yeah.
And I must have been very, very late 20s before I saw a sign that said homemade food here, and I thought, I still never get my... Hang on a fucking minute. Of course they don't get it from people's houses. Honestly, that is what I thought.
You've worked in the fucking pub trade for how long?
Yeah.
And eaten enough of their food to go, actually surprisingly warm because it's come from somebody's house.
Yeah, they've got a very, very well-equipped kitchen considering their...
Yeah. It's one big house or is it just lots of little houses?
Why don't they just cook it here?
Yeah. Like,
they've got all of the equipment in here.
These are wild fucking idea. How about you use the kitchen you've got and the people you've employed to cook the food?
But homemade, you can understand, I mean, for a fucking retard, admittedly, but homemade...
I mean, that's bollocks these days anyway, because they go, homemade food, home-cooked, yada, 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 Brakes Brothers van turns up, and all the frozen shit gets offloaded. Yeah. You're like, oh,
in
yeah.
the dead of night.
Yeah. Hand-cut chips, eh? Yeah, yeah, cut by somebody's hand in fucking Grimsby and then flash frozen.
We didn't say whose hands. Triple-cooked fries. You mean you cooked them twice and then frozen them?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, overrated.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
It's almost like too much, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm.
But I make a really... I know it might sound a bit bland, but I make two pasta dishes really, really well.
Pasta and sauce.
Yeah. One of them is a carbonara.
Do you add the optional butter?
Do you put baked beans in it?
Oh, fucking hell. Carbonara, did you say? Sorry, I was wisecracking. God, I do fucking love a carbonara, mind.
And the other one is just nice, hearty lasagna.
Oh. Can I ask?
Fuck yeah.
What do you do to the lasagna that makes it
baked beans
so good?
Baked beans.
Apart from baked beans, obviously.
Chicken goujons.
Do you make your own bechamel?
Truthfully, no.
He uses a goat.
I make
ram.
Passata up, but no, I don't make my own bechamel.
The thing is, bechamel is quite easy to make. But so it's a fucking jar.
Yeah. Do you know what is easier, though?
Cheers, home fries. Cheers, Dole Mayo.
Yeah.
Every time I do a lasagna, I do my own red bit. And yeah. Just buy in the white bit.
Yeah, it's stupid not to.
It's not how it used to be. But
yeah, I do. I make a really nice lasagna. And
so what do you do that makes it? Is it just good in general? Is there a thing up your sleeve? Arms? Oh, you don't want to give it away. You don't want to give it away.
No, I'm not that fast. I tell you, one of the very best ones I've made, but I've not been able to find them since, but putting Bovril stock cubes in the sauce mix, the red sauce mix.
Oh, I do that. Bovril. I put Oxo cubes in.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Two Oxo cubes, plenty of mixed herbs.
Mm-hmm.
Roughly cut carrot.
Oh, yeah.
I
grate mine. It's a bit naughty.
Great? Oh, nah.
It's a bit cheaty, isn't it?
Yeah, nah.
But it's easier.
Yeah, nah.
Each to their own.
Yeah.
No, I was waiting for onion. Yeah, nah again.
Onion. Yeah, nah.
Onion, yeah.
Lots of onion.
Onion, yeah.
Yeah.
Celery?
No. Since you've done celery in the bolognese with the baked beans.
There was no baked beans, annoyingly.
That I berated you for.
What, for putting celery in it?
Yeah, and then ate it and went, fuck, that really works. I put celery in my...
I just fucking say something to you now? You did berate me. Yeah. How long ago was that?
2 years.
2 years, yeah.
This is the first time you've told me it wasn't actually that bad.
Yeah, well, you win some, you lose some.
Yeah, nah.
And you...
Yeah, nah.
Yeah, nah. Oh, lordy.
So no, I will put a bit of celery in the
well, it's tradition
in a bolognese.
It is traditional, but, like carrots. Yeah,
and then I think it's just cooking the lasagna in the right way. I don't know, but it always comes out really nice.
Yeah,
and good. Anybody who's ever had some of my lasagna goes, "This is fucking lovely." To be fair,
sounds like he needs to make some and bring it to the next recording.
Do it.
Make a lasagna.
Well, there's always leftovers, so make one the night before.
I wouldn't even need to. Yeah, just bring it here and
bring it in.
Give Arvin a penny of leftovers and bring the rest.
Arvin's a waste of bin over this.
I would literally have to bring it over the night before for you to start cooking it.
Yeah,
on the highest setting my oven does.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oven's on flat out. It's been 3 fucking hours, Niall.
Chips are still frozen. You cunt.
Yeah, it is gash. So, halloumi fries?
Yeah.
Right, so, all right, you don't own a goat, no. But you'll buy halloumi
cut up.
Yeah.
Breadcrumbs?
Breadcrumb it, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, flour it, breadcrumb it.
Oof. Egg?
No, not on halloumi.
No?
No. Because halloumi's already quite wet.
Yeah, true. Soggy.
Yeah.
Is it a cheese?
It is, yeah.
It is a cheese. But vegans can have it, though, can't they? No, not vegans.
I doubt it. It's cheese.
No, what's the one they can have that's surprising? I think it is halloumi, isn't it?
Well, no, because it's made from goat's milk. It's goat cheese.
There's something...
Depends on what goat you milk.
Bam. I'll look into it. There's a... No. I'm not thinking of.
Okay.
What's people that can't have dairy? Which are they again?
Lactose intolerant. That's the people.
Same person.
They can have mozzarella?
Probably.
I think they can have mozzarella.
Yeah.
Well, surely a vegan can then. There's no dairy in it.
Well, no, because it's...
Google it.
I mean, a vegan can eat whatever the fuck they want.
That is true. Someone needs to tell them.
Yeah.
Someone needs to tell them.
You don't have to do this to yourself.
Yeah, no, this is a personal choice you've made that I didn't ask you about, by the way.
You're not saving the planet by not eating some steak.
Exactly.
Or some cheese.
Right, and so halloumi.
You retard.
Some vegan halloumi.
Yeah.
Probably.
Maybe.
Lasagna.
Yeah, or carbonara.
Or carbonara.
Yeah.
Dessert.
And then, again, I know it's very boring as such.
Go on.
I do make a nice tray-baked brownie.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Well, to be fair, I bake well. I do.
All right, Mr. Kipling, calm down.
Icing and cherries.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah, homemade ice cream.
Fuck off homemade ice cream.
Yeah, fuck I bet.
Is that hard?
No.
Soft scoop.
Not with a little ice cream maker. Well, it's a technically a yogurt chucker maker.
Perverted, isn't it?
But yeah, you can
a
use it
protein propagator.
Is that making it yourself, though, if you're getting a machine to do it?
Well, it's not. You've still got to freeze it yourself. You've still got to put all the components in yourself.
Components. If I put like a pre-made bread mix into a bread maker, and I wouldn't say I've baked a loaf.
Pinch one, though.
Bam. Many a time.
Yeah.
Go on and bulge.
But, yeah. But no, to be fair, I wouldn't even do homemade ice cream for him. Fuck him.
Fuck him.
You can have three boring dishes cooked fantastically. Make you go, that's not boring after all.
Mm. Hey, fuck off. For the audio listeners, which is all of you last time I checked, I was balancing my can in such a way that was very impressive. So John whacked the table in an attempt to stain the table that broke my ankle. Say
almost.
Table again.
Maybe.
Bulge.
What would you cook for...
Come dine with me. Let's dine away. You're quite a good cook.
Don't know about that.
You can cook, though.
I mean, I can cook, but I wouldn't say I wouldn't say I'm any good at it, really.
You do a curry of sorts for the main, I can tell.
Well, I was thinking steak, to be honest.
Ooh, with what, though? How would you serve it?
See, I'm quite partial, and you're probably both going to turn your fucking noses up at this. I'm quite partial to doing steak with gravy and mashed potatoes. It's actually really good. And some veggies. See, I knew it.
Please don't invite me around.
It's all right. How'd I cancel this application? That's okay if you're having pork chops, but you can't have gravy with a steak.
Yeah, you can. It works. No. It works. Wouldn't do it every time, but it does work.
What veggies? I'll get on board with the mashed potato.
Broccoli and carrots, I think.
Tender stem, surely.
Yeah,
gotta be. Can't have the florets, can you?
No.
No, a bit peasant spec.
What would you do starter wise?
I don't know. Don't really do starters.
Chicken goujons.
Yeah, what? Chicken Kievs. Fuck it. Why not?
Chicken Kievs. Nice.
Fuck, bird's eye ones, no.
Bernard Matthews ones.
Bernard Matthews beaks and assholes ones, yeah.
Ones that turkey have... fucking dinosaurs.
Ideally ones that have burst in the oven so they don't taste of garlic at all. Yeah. Just some of the odd bit of parsley left behind.
No.
Dessert? Go on, you just do goujons. Just say goujons and barbecue sauce for starters.
Yeah, why not?
Yes, I mean, I'd be happy with that.
I'd have bird's eye chicken dippers and some barbecue sauce.
All 24.
All mine. Niall.
I don't know. The way you fucking inhaled all of those chicken nuggets that I cooked at the barbecue.
They were good.
They were good. They were good. Fuck me, you were like a plague of locusts on your own.
Nom. Ooh, nom. Ooh, nom.
Like Homer Simpson.
Yeah.
Dessert?
Cheesecake.
Really?
What sort?
Bear in mind, this is stuff you have to make, not just things you like.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, cheesecake's relatively easy.
Yeah.
You don't even have to bake it. No bake, I believe they call it.
Biscoff base.
Oh.
With...
Nice. You've won me over already. You can put shit on top of it, I don't care.
Turds.
Old dump of Leonard.
No. Biscoff base. Buttery Biscoff base.
I resisted.
And I guess vanilla and some Biscoff sauce or something on top of it. I don't know.
No, that's, yeah.
Something like that.
I can dig that.
Mainly because you can buy them from the shop and I just blag it.
Yeah.
It's no, mine. I made it earlier. Here's what I made earlier. No.
Yeah. Here's what I bought that I made earlier.
Noodle.
Loaded potato skins to start.
Nice. Cheese and bacon.
Cheese and bacon, exactly that, yeah. With a bit of spring on you.
Yeah.
You know? Main, I tell ya.
Baked bean bolognese.
Spaghetti bolognese baked bean. Spaghetti bollock baked bean. I tell you what, I cooked over Easter. I can do... a terrific spaghetti bolognese. No beans included, before you fucking say anything.
I wasn't beans, overly... though.
Well, I wasn't even... I was less than impressed with the one I'd done in Wales. That was not my finest work by any stretch, but it was. I was cooking in bulk. It wasn't just me, also. Your wife was helping somewhat. Very difficult. There wasn't enough pans. It was just wasn't good.
So there wasn't enough food.
There wasn't enough anything, no. So I bought my biggest pan, which I'm a big fat fucker. I have big pans because I make big meals. And even that was enough for like four of us.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's 12 of us here.
Fuck.
I can do a fucking good spag bol, even if I say so myself. And that used to be like my go-to thing to cook.
Yeah.
Well, lordy, this thing I cooked over Easter, because I wanted something lamby over Easter. But lamb is a bit on the chewy side, isn't it, sometimes?
Can
bit,
be.
A bit fatty.
Can be.
So I was a bit like...
A bit.
So I looked at Niall. So I looked into it. And I'd done... I bought some minted lamb steaks. In the slow cooker. With essentially gravy.
Yeah.
I didn't load...
Oh, gravy.
I didn't load it up with veg or anything like that. I just had it sitting in the gravy. Cooked on low heat for many hours. With mash.
Yeah.
Come on, mash.
Served with leeks, of course, and cabbage. Fried up in a nice helping of garlic. So very garlicky leek cabbage thing.
Oh, garlic.
Shut up. I then took the lamb out of the gravy. Thickened it up into a nice, rich, but minty jus.
You don't like that, then?
In, yeah, 6 million sauces. I made. 6 million sauces I allegedly made. And then rather...
Made or...
The opposite of made.
This was for your holla first course.
That was... That was fucking brilliant.
Dessert will be the Third Reich.
Fucking brilliant. I think we should end it there. Ain't getting any better, is it? No, don't even do a main. There's no main because the Patreon was so good right at the very end. It's 50 minutes worth of bollocks. But rather than use it, yeah, like a gravy, I used it as a jus, essentially. So I put the meat back into
David Starr on it.
So I had mash, the veg, and then this pile of thing. And I got some chives on the mash. It was phenomenal, even if I say so myself.
Spectacular.
Oh, unreal. Nice. Unreal. Very nice. So that's what I do as my main. What is a dessert? Eating mess.
Yeah.
Because I like it.
Yeah.
Easy. As opposed to shit mess.
I just love meringue. That's my problem.
Yeah. Would you make the meringue?
Nah. Yes, nah. Definitely not, no. Was it? Yeah, nah. No, I'd like to try and make meringue. I tell you what I really want to do at the minute. I don't understand why. I really want to make my own ketchup.
Okay.
That's it, honestly. And then because I've made my own ketchup, I want to make my own barbecue sauce. Because barbecue sauce is like 80% ketchup anyway.
Yeah.
Which is odd. But it's not odd, it's just weird. And that's it.
Fair enough.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to lasagna and brownies next time you record.
Get fucked.
I'll do you my Jewish thing. Right, shall us?
I'll bring the dippers.
Definitely.
You bring the dippers. And I'll bring the barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
Well, that's nearly an hour.
Yeah.
Shit,
how
son.
Lucky these people are. Don't look at the time, John, whatever you do. Right, thank you so much for listening. This is our 80th patron episode, by the way.
Oh, happy birthday to us.
That's not how it works, but yes. Happy 80th. Bulge. No, I'm only joking. It was a few years ago. So, Bulge,
prick.
Say bye.
Prick.
John, say prick.
Bye.
Alvida Zane.